There's a really good gig taking place tonight at the Queen's in Dalkey in South Dublin. Now, it's part of a series called Mad Dark Margaritas, I like the sound of that, which is described as a not-for-profit organisation of musicians and music lovers whose roots are basically sown in genres like Americana, country, bluegrass, folk and Irish trad as well. And our next guest is actually tonight's special guest in the Queen's in Dalkey. He's originally from New Hampshire, but now based in a place where you've had so many amazing musicians come and visit us here in Spirit Radio Nashville in Tennessee. It's great to have Rod Picott with me in studio. Rod, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I know you just landed last night, so you probably still have a bit of jet lag and everything.
I have no idea where I am, but...
Okay, you're in Ireland. You've got a gig here tonight.
Okay.
Here's a good practice session for you. You're going to play us a track that presumably you might play tonight. Tell us what the song is.
This is called Angels and Acrobats. I ain't no angel, I ain't no acrobat. But when you love me, honey, I fly like that. When you do the things you do, I'm flying high away from all my blues. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. It used to be I was afraid of love. I didn't know just what I was made of. Then you cured my vertigo with your sweet soul kisses and your to and fro. It used to be I was afraid of love. Angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. Fly like that. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. I ain't no angel, ain't no acrobat. When you love me, honey, I fly like that.
Absolutely gorgeous. If you just joined us, I have Rod Picott with me in studio. Going to be playing a gig in the Queen's in Dalkey in South Dublin tonight. And you've just heard him play Angels and Acrobats. So it's not your first time in Ireland, Roger, it isn't?
It's not. It's not. Hey, I'm proud of myself. That was pretty good for before noon.
And before not having a lot of sleep, as soon as you just arrived in here last night and probably have jet lag and everything. But it's your sixth time back here?
I think it is the sixth time. Yeah, it's always, you know, it's always been a mix of played up in the north and in Belfast and in Dublin and different places around, you know. It's always a mix. Sometimes there's three or four or five shows. Sometimes there's just one. But
so you've got to see a lot of Ireland on your travels.
I have, yeah. I actually have, yeah. It's absolutely, you know, I'm sure everybody says the same thing, but it's just a beautiful country.
Love to hear it, though. It's nice to hear it from people when they visit.
It's a special place.
I know you grew up in New Hampshire, but then obviously you've spent more than 20 years now in Nashville. Was it... love of music that brought you to Nashville, or what brought you there?
Basically, when I decided that I was going to make a real play for this thing, you have four choices. You can go to Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Los Angeles, or New York, and I just thought Nashville was the place for me. I kind of just instinctively felt like that was, it's a very livable city, you know, it's a small city, and had all these amazing songwriters there at the time, John Prine, Lucinda Williams, Guy Clark, and all these people.
So. There's a really strong community there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a very generous community. I mean, it's competitive like any music community is, but it's also at the same time very generous, you know. The amount of talent for a city that size is just really stunning. It's an amazing city.
It is really a melting pot, a hub of musical talent. In terms of the actual genre, was it kind of listening to different artists as you were growing up that kind of got you into the style of music you play, or what was it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I was like a lot of people. You know, when I was a little kid, I was into, you know, sort of hard rock bands. You know, I discovered Led Zeppelin when I was a little kid, and that was, you know, very exciting and everything. But then when I sort of started discovering acts that were more songwriter oriented, you know, like Jackson Brown and Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty and Bob Seger and people like that, and even folkier people like Leonard Cohen, that's when I got really excited about music from more of a songwriter point of view, if you know what I mean. You know, I got less interested in looking cool with a guitar and more interested in actually writing, you know.
So how do you sit down to write a song? Does inspiration come, or do you have to just lock yourself away?
I'm very lucky. I can write all the time. I mean, I was writing on the airplane on my phone. It seems to work either two ways for songwriters. Either they have to lock themselves away, like you suggested, and, you know, get away from all the distractions and sort of put themselves in writer prison, or you're like me and you can just kind of stick your antenna up and sort of continuously write. And I feel very lucky.
You're the lucky kind, right?
Yeah, I am.
In other
words,
what about the gig tonight then? What can people expect from the gig?
Oh, it's just going to be really fun. You know, it's a big mix of ballads and upbeat numbers, and sometimes there's a lot of storytelling. You know, I sort of feel out the room, and sometimes there's a bunch of stories in between songs. And
you get people involved.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love that part of it. When I go to somebody else's show, I love it when more of their personality is revealed, you know, if you know what I mean. It makes the songs richer and more informed, and
you can connect to the music better.
Yeah, it fleshes it out. It makes the songs bigger instead of smaller, you know. You can put on a record and listen to the songs, but to see a live performance, to see a performer that's really engaged in the moment, I think is the most exciting thing in live music, yeah, even if it's just a person standing there with a guitar. So,
well, you have just a fleeting visit to Ireland this time. I know you're going off then to the UK and Holland and Germany and lots of gigs there. So for those of you who'd love to see Rod Picott tonight, and if you're around South Dublin, he's playing tonight in the Queen's in Dorky, and that's kicking off this evening about 7 or 8, is it, something like that?
I think 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
it? 8
great.
O'clock, yeah.
And the details of that are on maddogmargaritas.ie. Rod, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
today.
Me. Thank you.